Hey, there you are. I've been looking all over for you. What are you doing all the way out here? Hey, are you okay? What's up? You don't look so good. Look, I can tell that you're not fine. And I'm not just gonna leave you out here alone. Especially not after you just got up and left everyone earlier. Something is clearly not right, and I'm not leaving you until you're feeling better. So, there. Now, budge over. I'm gonna sit next to you. Hey, do you remember when we were young and we said we'd always be there for each other? Good. Well, I just wanted to say that I mean it. You're my best friend, so there's no way I'd ever leave you alone if there was something bothering you. What? Are you okay? Why are you crying all of a sudden? Hey, come on, it's fine. I'm not mad at you or anything. I'm just worried is all. Would you like a hug? Okay, come over here. Shh, it's fine. Don't worry. Just let it all out. Okay, it's fine to cry. I don't think it's a sign of weakness or anything. If anything, I'm glad that you trust me enough to open up. And I'm happy that you're such a caring person. You always just are so concerned with everyone around you. I've honestly lost track of how many times you just burst into tears when you heard someone else's problems. You're so sweet, you know that? And I'll never mind hugging you like this. Hey, come on. Why are you apologizing? I said it was fine, didn't I? I guess I should just be honest. When you weren't answering your phone earlier, I decided to drop by your house and I saw your family. And they said you came back earlier and you didn't seem yourself and that you left pretty quickly. And I've known you a while. So I can put two and two together on this one. I get that things might not be perfect at home, or even in other aspects of your life, but you've got to stop beating yourself up like this. Honestly, sometimes I think you're too nice for your own good. But in all honesty, that's one of the things I love about you the most. You always seem to put others before yourself all the time, and you honestly care about helping everyone out. I don't think you know it, but that's something that you rarely come across these days. So, no matter what you think, no matter what others think about you, just know that I've always been proud of what you do and what you believe is right. And I'm serious when I say that I'm glad that you're my best friend. I really don't know where I'd be without you. Yes, of course I mean it that you've helped me out so much over the years. I honestly don't know what I would have done if you weren't there for me. Like, in this park, for example. Do you remember when we were walking by the pond? And I got a bit too close to the water when the geese were out, and they started to charge me? I was so terrified, I just froze. I didn't know what to do. And after seeing what happened, of course, you couldn't stay put. So then, just like that, you came rushing in and grabbed my arm. And pulled me away. And of course you ended up getting pecked by all the geese. But you didn't even seem to mind. Yeah, I know you started crying about it a little later, but I hugged you just like I'm hugging you now, with everything I've got. Oh, and don't you worry. I've got plenty more stories if you still need reminding of how much I appreciate you. Well, well, would you look at that? You finally cracked a smile. Are you feeling a little better now that I've stroked your ego a little bit? Good. Just don't think I'll do this all the time, though. Because you'll have to do it for me sometime as well. After all, I'm planning on having this friendship last a lifetime. So, you'll have plenty of time to make it up to me. We're best friends, after all. We help each other out, all the time. And like we said when we were younger, we'll always be there for each other. No matter what, and no matter how many wild geese we have to chase off. Come on, let's go get something to eat. Because I don't know about you, but I'm absolutely starving. Oh, don't worry. I think there should still be a few places open this late. And this time, it'll all be on me. So order whatever you want, okay? Good. Now that that's settled, I'll race you to the street. Loser has to give the winner a piggyback ride to the restaurant. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go!